Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves, presented by Draft Day. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It's Wednesday, September 18, 2013.
The year is flying by.
1 week from now, we are seated at LAX, waiting to get on a plane.
Oh, my gosh. That is a week from today.
Does that just freak you out?
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry to ruin your day.
That happened. Anyways, lots to talk about. Big trade news. Who says there's never any trades in the NFL?
Well, and, you know, there is a trade deadline, and it is approaching.
The trade deadline doesn't mean anything in the NFL because there's never any trades.
That's all you hear. That is often the case, but occasionally, like today.
Boom!
Didn't see that coming.
It's a boom. I mean, I was walking down Universal Studios, the back lot, and I hear this. Whoa, wait a minute. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Is there an echo?
And then I heard the news, and I was like, well, we're going to have fun talking about that nonsense tonight.
I heard the news today.
And then all of a sudden, I get a call, and I hear this.
What?
And I'm like, what are you talking? How do you even know the news?
I mean, she knows the news. She's on top of things. She has sources.
So we'll get to that. We'll get to find out why the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cannot wear their creamsicle unis.
But they have some good news.
The throwback unis.
They have some good news, which is that they are going to have a player additional that they thought that they might not have.
The Bucs?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Bucs and their throwback unis. We'll talk about that.
I thought Goldson was on the Bucs for a second.
Oh, he is with the Bucs.
Don't make me tell myself.
I thought you were talking about the. Oh, you're right. Yes, that is.
This is my insecure voice.
Speaking of Goldson, the other guy didn't get suspended.
What?
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And then Pierre Garçon, Senor Garçon, and RG3 are having a, what do you call it, Jeff?
I called it a gentleman's disagreement.
There you go.
I didn't know how else to put it.
A gentleman, isn't it usually a gentleman's agreement?
Yes, but they're having a gentleman's disagreement. They're trying to behave as gentlemen, but they seem to be something bubbling under the surface.
Yeah, all of that. Then we've got 16 games, the final week of 16
We're
games.
We're breaking them out.
Before we start breaking them out
and telling you that your team officially sucks.
Well, I could tell you one team right now that I will tell you officially SUCKSs, and we'll get to that in a moment.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Think back to last season. Were your dreams of fantasy glory dashed by a low tackle on your quarterback?
Yeah.
Or the 50 home run hitter who lost his mojo?
No.
Even when you win, good luck collecting that check for Mr. Commissioner. When you talk about a fantasy, it's usually, man, if I could have one night with her. Not, boy, she'd make a great life partner. Why should your fantasy league be any different? Go on, play the field. Draft Day lets you live out a new fantasy every day. Play against strangers or take on your friends. Play for bragging rights or for the big bucks. It's your call. Whatever happens, it all starts over tomorrow. So play it your way with Draft Day.
I won $40 last night.
40?
Yeah, on a baseball.
That's good.
Rapid fire.
I had a very big weekend this past weekend.
I've learned to stay away from the football for now.
I only do NFL. I only do
well,
football.
Well, duh.
And I
do NFL too, but as I reported on Monday's show, I was less than successful.
I see.
You know, when you come in 1,475th out of 1,500, you know you didn't do well. When you're playing against Rants and Raves listeners and there's only 20 of you and you come in 18th, you didn't do well.
You didn't do well. But that's why you need to jump in there.
Well, and that's the beauty of Draft Day is it's all over. We start all over again. That was so last week.
It was.
And this is the week that I make all the money. But I had to pad my wallet by making a little baseball last night.
I see. So you need
It's like my addiction to blackjack.
Yeah.
Where I feed my blackjack addiction, I pay for it by roulette.
Well, I guess I should tell you this. We don't talk a lot.
We don't talk.
We need to talk about flights and what we're going to do and where I'm going to be and how we're going to get there. Am I going to have to drive myself?
I'll pick you up from work.
All right, so we got to do all that stuff. So here's the thing.
Handled.
Before we get to all that, so I'm writing on their NFL blog. They're
who's
giving
there?
Me
who's there?
Draft day.
Okay,
I've become one of their NFL kind of
pundits
to give you a little bit. Here's a salary, and my basically I do two posts.
Wow, I wish I had screenshot it. Because I got my team in this week.
Yeah,
and I screenshotted it specifically to show to you to see what you thought.
Yeah.
So and then I didn't want to get ridiculed, so I kept it at home.
So I look at the numbers.
Yeah.
I look at how much people cost, and I says, here's the value. If you want someone who's going to outperform what you're going to have to pay for them, this is the guy. And I tell you that I give you one quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, a tight end.
Draftday.com. I'm there.
Go to blogs.
Blogs.
Go to NFL Fantasy.
NFL Fantasy.
Well,
No.
I'm sorry. You went a little too far.
I thought exactly what you told me.
Go to draftday.com.
Maybe it's going to work. No, it's a null.
Yeah.
It's a null result.
Go to draftday.com. Enter.
I can't even go draftday.com blogs?
No.
Jeez. That's not a very handy
Maybe
system.
You can. I don't
Maybe.
Know. But
okay,
click the link. It says blogs.
Well, first you have to make the thing go away that says invite a friend.
Yes. You should invite
blogs.
Friends, by the way. And as right now, while Jeffrey's looking for that, I'll tell you all, head out to draftday.com/rants. Use the promo code RANTS100. Join our leagues. There are five people, well, four because I was one of them, who got an entry into the $82,000 bracket blitz. And trust me, that's just that's money. That's a chance for us to try and go out there and win a piece of $82,000.
So did you hit the blogs? Draft week fantasy value
top,
picks week three.
Fantasy football.
Well, that's not.
Yeah. I
you got the top spot, dude, in the blog spot.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's mine. What's the one below it?
That's week two.
Yeah, week three. That's mine.
So you had the top spot. You wouldn't let me click on it because you were the top spot. Sometimes the big dog gets the big spot.
That is big spot.
And it says, it doesn't say by Steve Miranda. They don't feature your name.
They do.
What is it, at the
bottom?
At the bottom,
I think.
That's
no, that's not mine. Where did mine go?
I don't know. But you said, I clicked on it, like
Whoa,
you said.
Hey, why are you calling me right now?
This show's out of control. This was going to be the best show ever. I decided.
The best show ever?
Yes, it's under a full moon, and you know I don't believe in any of that nonsense.
Yeah.
So I was going to just roll with it. The greatest show ever.
Yeah. All right. Well,
why not?
Just go out. I'll email you my thing that should have been up there.
Because I'm scrolling, baby.
Mine are hot picks for week three. Is it hot picks? NFL hot picks for week three.
There's one week three column.
Then they haven't put mine up there.
Well,
yet.
Then I can't really help you, can I?
New
at draft day? Should I click on that?
No.
Because you're kind of new.
No, new at draft day is, you know.
Oh, like you're a noob?
You're a noob, yeah.
I got it.
Let's get to some NFL news. Folks, if you're not playing with us, you're not having fun. Come out and do it.
Well, they might be having fun, but they're not having as much fun as they could
have.
Okay,
there you go.
Maximize your fun.
Maximize.
And by the way, because we will be leaving soon on a jet plane,
yes,
we have about 40 or so for the September party, 50. We want to know for sure if you're coming. You don't need to confirm that you're coming. We've got your names and everything like that. But we want to make sure that the list is in Ian's hands so that everybody jumps to the front of the queue and gets into the club without having to pay.
Yes.
Okay? We don't want you to get stuck at the door going, no, really, I know those gents. No, we don't want that. We won't put up. We'll say, I don't know you. But if you're on the list, then it's like, yeah, come on in.
Okay.
You're in the club. You're in the cool kids club.
Would we do that for someone that we did know, though?
Well, I'm thinking Richard shows up, and it's just like,
he's not in the list.
Dude, sorry. You didn't send an email.
Yeah, you didn't send an email.
Just because you hang out in Scotland and make your kid wear a dress. It was a kilt.
It was a wedding,
but I'm teasing Richard's child already. Wow.
Wow. And the child's what, three?
He's four.
Four. Way to go.
He looked adorable.
That's awesome.
But he looked like, why are you making me wear a dress? He had that look on his face. It's just a wee one.
Smart kid.
Yep.
All right, Jeffrey, it's time for some NFL news.
In the NFL news department, out of the gate, we've got big stories.
Are we
going to
start with the big one?
I don't know. No, let's build up to it.
So we're going to go in
so
this
Brandon
order?
So Brandon Merriweather, he's fine. He did something so malicious twice.
He got a fine, but not suspended.
But he didn't get suspended.
Yeah.
What does it take to get suspended? Iron Lord. I mean, what Deshaun Goldson did was human.
Yes.
He was tackling a man, leading with his shoulder, and the man, Floyd, what's the boy's name? It's a young man. What's the young man's name? Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles falling to the ground, a wee little man.
He might have been leading with his shoulder, but he wound up hitting him with
his helmet. Hit him with his helmet after his shoulder pad hit first, and then it wrapped. I've looked at it from so many angles, and they suspended him. And now they say, oh, no, we get a do-over on that. Okay.
We're just going to fine you
$100,000 as if you're Indomik and freaking Sue.
Yeah, they did give him Indomik
money. They sued him.
Yes, they did.
That's the new gold standard. If you get a $100,000 fine, you've been sued.
Yes.
The league sues you.
We're going to call you.
Yes.
You got sued.
You got sued.
All right. Well, Golson got sued, but the good thing is he gets to play for the Bucks.
He gets to play, but not in the creepsicle uniform, Steve.
But we'll get to that. But what I want to know, Jeffrey, is if the league is serious about player safety.
I think they are.
Then you need to make a stand today. First offense. You go helmet to helmet. I don't care what you've done in the past. You will sit a game.
So if we, as the peacekeepers in the NFL,
yes.
Roger Goodell's office,
yes.
The office of the commissioner, and I would actually farm it out to that legislative body that includes somebody from the Players Association.
Yes.
And they deem that you are going at someone's head intentionally, helmet to helmet.
You get suspended without pay for one game.
No questions asked.
No questions.
No Federal Express.
No having to look at what you did in the past,
yeah.
How many offenses you've done, none of that. You go helmet to helmet, and we look at it as the league, and the officials, and Merton Hanks, and all of his officials mm-hmm. look at it, mm-hmm. and a representative from the Players Association.
Maybe
looks
from the Supreme Court.
Maybe
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
If that's what it takes, and everybody looks at the hit, and it's like, that's helmet to helmet, clearly.
Yeah, but how do you judge the intentionality? Because accidents will happen.
Forget about intentionality.
But this is all that matters. You're going to take a man off the field for something that was a complete accident. His spikes got stuck on a.
Brandon Merriweather's was not an accident. He did it twice, and he did both of them on purpose.
That was clear. And why he repeated it, I'm just thankful he got a concussion on the second one.
And
yes, I've never been grateful that a player got concussed. But in this case, Brandon Merriweather, I say shame on you.
I'm sorry.
And you got your medicine.
I actually, when he did it the second time and he knocked himself out of the game, I jumped up and I said, you reap what you sow.
Nice. You reap what you
and
sow.
Both Trisha and Emma looked at me like,
well, all except for Trisha says, what does reap mean?
No, they
and what does sowing mean? Cause
he got hurt, Daddy. I'm like,
he got hurt.
He wouldn't have got hurt if they flagged him and knocked him out of the game.
Imagine a kid comes into your playground and punches another kid and breaks his hand.
Yeah.
He unprovoked just punches another kid and breaks his hand. Don't you just go, the justice was served
think. He broke his hand.
So, yeah.
So anyway,
that's
there
the
you
dealy
go.
Bop there, and I'm happy about it.
Trisha wanted me to make sure that it wasn't just because he was a Washington Redskin, and I said no.
That has nothing to do with this.
Exactly.
It might be a nice thing as a secondary gain,
right?
In the land of unintended consequences.
Yes, I'm like, if it had been any player from any team, I would.
It had been,
if
it had been a Dallas Cowboy.
I would have been yelling the exact same thing.
If it had been a Dallas Cowboy, you reap what you sow.
Yes,
son, you're gonna play dirty. There should be some level of karma here that kicks in, should get your comeuppance.
That was karma.
The karma wagon was in full effect.
All right, speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as we said, they get Deshaun Golson. He's not suspended. He's just $100,000 lighter because he got sued.
Now, depending on your point of view, though, this next story, it could be the best thing that's ever happened to the Buccaneers or something in between, something less than.
Well, I only bring up this story now because it's going to affect all the other throwback uniforms that we know and love.
I like the Cowboys. I'll give you that.
On Thanksgiving, when the Cowboys wear the white helmet with the star. Blue star and the white and blue, that is a great-looking uniform.
Buffalo's throwback unis, I think, are cool.
Pretty cool. And I like the Denver Broncos when they go to the Orange Crush, not when they go to the Chocolate Thunder.
Oh, God, that's horrid.
Yeah, not that one.
Or the Pittsburgh
Steelers. But the
Orange
Crush with the Bronco snorting.
The chocolate-covered banana in Pittsburgh.
Coming out of the D and he's snorting.
Yeah.
That Denver
was me
Broncos
in high school.
Cool.
That was John Elway.
So we're not getting any of these.
And?
And?
My Rams.
The old Rams uni.
The Los Angeles Rams uniforms. Yes. Those are
I cool. like it when the Tennessee Titans wear the old Houston Oilers.
That confuses me still. How long did it take me to get over the being
Tennessee,
gone?
Houston,
and Baltimore and that whole thing. How long did that take me?
It took you a while.
And
it
Indianapolis, how long did that take? My Lord. So, yeah, I can't have any additional confusion.
So, anyways, the reason why we're talking about these
why
throwback
are we talking
unis,
about throw-up uniforms?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers wanted this week, as they host the New England Patriots, they wanted to wear their creamsicle, the old.
Because they're so damn ugly that they think maybe it'll give them an edge against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Maybe.
Well, here's what happened. The league has basically said, well, you know what? You can't wear your old cool creamsicle uniforms. And here's why.
Why?
Well, the league has this new helmet policy, basically. And when teams wear their regular uniforms, those regular helmets get specifically fitted for the player. They're looked at. They're made sure that, you know, they fit the player. And they're literally customized to every single player. So your helmet that you have with your regular uniform, home and away, that helmet has been made specifically
for
that player.
Do they do one of those really cool castings of the human head?
I'm not really sure how they do
it,
but I know that there's a process that the league goes through to make sure that every single helmet has passed the test.
Now, what are they going to do to make guys fasten their chin straps?
They got to work on that.
So the helmet stays on their head.
That's my
I think you should be fined $10,000 if your helmet comes off.
Wow, that would be huge.
Hey, just $10,000, boom.
So anyways, the Player Safety Advisory Panel has come out with this, which says a league-wide guideline which requires players to use the same helmet for all games during the season.
Wow.
And it has recently been implemented at the recommendation of the NFL's Head, Neck, and Spine Committee.
Okay, I would listen to those people.
Yes, I would. And so
head,
because
neck, spine, good.
We can't, they don't, they're claiming, which is, you know, the for an organization that makes billions and millions of dollars.
It's too expensive.
Don't have the time and the money and the resources to make sure that they inspect all the helmets for all of the throwback uniforms.
Yeah.
Therefore, you can't use throwback
uniforms. You can wear the throwback uniforms made by Nike with your current helmet.
With your current helmet. Now,
which is going to look ridiculous.
Yeah, which is defeats
it
the purpose.
It begins to look like an all-star game for baseball or football, for that matter, where all your jerseys match, but your helmets don't match, and that's confusing.
Yes. So,
Steven, I've got this, because there's a man, as I do my run every day, I go by this guy's house, and his whole business is wrapping things in vinyl.
Yes.
Vehicles, buses.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Vinyl wrap, I've seen them.
Sure.
They're nice.
Why can't you do it to a helmet?
Ooh.
It's not going to last very long, but who cares? The principle
it doesn't
isn't.
Need to last very
that's
long.
That's all I'm saying.
It doesn't need to.
You Jeff, see, I'm onto something.
Let's go call the league right now.
Just freaking put a decal over.
We'll hire vinyl wrap, dude.
Yeah.
We'll, you know, he'll charge us whatever he charges us. We mark it up to the league.
All we'll charge the league is $100 a helmet.
Well, how much vinyl wrap, dude, is going to charge us?
I don't know. I got to think 20. <You're> What? I'm a facilitator.
Seriously. All right, but it's got to be a little more than a helmet. More than $100.
It's per helmet that we charge?
Yes.
Oh, well,
yeah.
That's fine as long as we're getting more money.
Yeah, well.
And Vinyl Guy, what, you want Vinyl Guy to get more money?
No, I want him, Vinyl Guy, to get paid whatever he's going to charge us.
Right, $20. But
it's,
if we can
get.
It's
not going to be $20 is what I'm
25,
saying.
25, fine.
50, let's say 50.
Perhaps. I ain't giving him more than he should get because
no.
He's going to do these. He's going to make a fortune, Steven.
He is.
He's going to make a killing.
But so are we.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the American enterprise system. Free enterprise, dude. Exploitation.
All right, so vinyl covering their regular helmet to make it look like a throwback helmet.
Yes.
And, yeah, but then there might be bumps and it might look ugly.
It's a temporary fix for a serious problem.
So, but when they unwrap it, then the other helmet will be good? It'll be fine?
It'll be like the peely on your iPhone, man. It comes off. There's no junk or anything like that.
Let's
the equipment managers
Let's
are
it.
The only ones that are going to have to sign
your
off on
job
it.
Tomorrow is to go talk to Vinyl Dude.
That means I have to stop in my run.
You,
and
you have
I have to.
To
pause my Nike app. And I hate the voice. Pausing workout. I hate that.
Yes, I hate that. So anyways, there you go. I just thought that was an interesting story. Because I personally like the creamsicle uniforms.
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
Well, part of it's the word. because I'm
you
not
don't
a
like
big
creamsicle.
No, I don't.
Oh, they're delicious.
I know. I never got it
with the orange sherbet.
Sherbet is not my thing.
Yes,
and
I'm
it's
a,
your thing. I know.
I'm a sherbet guy.
Steve lives for sherbet.
I'm a sherbet
if you take
guy.
Him to 31 flavors, just don't even waste time. Get him sherbet, orange sherbet preferably. Rainbow's
rainbow
good.
Sherbet.
Rainbow's good.
Rainbow,
orange
rainbow,
good. Whatever.
Sherbet, yeah.
With me, you've got. I'm
Rocky
amazed.
Road,
no,
gold
no,
medal
no,
ribbon,
no, no, no,
chunky
no.
chunky monkey. Give
no,
me,
generally yeah. chocolate peanut butter
chocolate
is a great
butter,
choice.
Okay.
Great choice. Look how skinny this finger looks.
Oh God, he's doing it again. Well, anyways, there you go. So now it's time for the big news.
Big news. Wait.
Warning! Warning! Warning!
What you're about to hear is very big, shocking news.
So. First of all, let's just say that it was a very big news cycle day in the city of Cleveland. You wake up this morning and Chud says, Brian Hoyer's our quarterback.
Oh.
Okay.
Where's my beep sound? I don't have my beep loaded. That's
well, I understand because, you know, Whedon's kind of dinged up.
Idiot.
He's
How
hurt.
Are we supposed to win, though?
You got Brian
Whedon
Hoyer.
Was the future.
Brian
he
Hoyer.
Was the old future.
Then, you know, the day goes on, and then all of a sudden, boom, comes out the Cleveland Browns have traded running back Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts.
What?
He was a first-round draft pick.
Yes, he was, and just 2 years ago. This was the second year in the league. He was a rookie last year.
I understand.
Year. So last year he was a rookie when he got drafted. This was his second season.
Okay.
Second season from a running back that's looking like he's doing really good. He's playing behind Stinky Poopoo line, yes. And last year he still did really good.
He's averaging 4 yards a carry, 3.5. Not bad.
So this looks like you've got the future of your offense in Trent Richardson, the running back.
I like somebody on Facebook posted, welcome to Norv Turner's offense. Hashtags getting back at you, San Diego kind of thing. You know, it's like this is what it felt like to be a Chargers fan, was to watch your best players disappear. You watched Drew Brees go to the New Orleans Saints. You watched Steven Jackson go away. The team just lets him walk. Just let him walk. Darren Sproles.
You meant Michael Turner.
Michael Turner.
Yeah, Michael Turner.
But the wide receiver,
Darren
Vincent Sproles. Jackson.
Vincent Jackson.
Vincent
yeah.
Jackson. Boom. Darren Sproles. Boom.
Yeah,
these guys are special, special players. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the discouragement with Charger fans that's now getting rained down upon a city that is already discouraged.
Yeah.
The dog pound's going to be hating life. I'm sorry.
They got to be, but here's the thing.
I also like the Facebook. They're rebuilding.
Rebuilding. Jim Irsay tweeted, our famous billionaire tweeter, building a monster, in all capital letters, for the best, all capital letters, fans in the world, all capital letters, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Like about 20 exclamation
sure.
points. Building a monster for the best fans in the world. Irsay says about a week and a half ago when Vic Ballard went down and got injured and they had to place him on IR, we're going to find him back. What does he do less than 2 weeks
later? I would have said to him, Jim, here's the problem.
There are no backs out there.
Backs are more rare right now, as Jeff ranted so eloquently on 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Backs are more rare than starting quarterbacks these days. Okay? So good luck with that one, Charlie Brown.
Well, Charlie Brown went to the Browns and got himself a good one.
Jeez.
And all it cost them was a first rounder.
Well,
so
that's
here's the
what
thing.
You paid for him.
Well, exactly. So here's the thing. So the Browns don't even
you
get.
You just went backwards.
They don't even. Did
I take the words out of your mouth?
No, here's the Browns.
But you're going backwards.
Here's the Browns.
Yeah.
They've got a ton of picks next year.
Great.
Okay. And
that's not
really
the goal
good.
Of NFL
no, well,
to acquire picks.
For the Browns, and here's what happened. And you can disagree with me, but here's what happened. They are 0-2. Haven't been competitive in both of their games. Even last week, when they were up 6-0 at halftime,
right.
They weren't competitive in that football game.
But it was close.
They knew that they were going to lose.
Yeah.
It was 6-0 at halftime, and it never felt like Baltimore was going to lose that game.
Steven, it feels like you're slapping me in the face because it was just a few weeks ago that I defended this team as getting like 6 wins. And you told me that I was high. And you said, this team is not good, Jeff.
Yeah,
this team is not good. And I said, no. Au contraire.
Yeah.
Brandon Whedon is all that in a bag of chips. He just needed a year. And you're like, dude, he's already old. I said, no. Yeah. Forget the age. The guy, I've seen him chuck the ball, and I like it.
Okay.
I'm a little biased because he was a baseball player.
All right.
And I think guys that are multi-sport athletes tend to do better than single-sport athletes. There are exceptions to the rule, but generally, Jimmy Graham, a lot of your time. I'm like, no, and they've got Trent Richardson. And I believed it so much, my own words. I picked up Trent Richardson everywhere in fantasy football.
Well, you should be happy now.
And now I'm the smartest man alive by accident.
By accident.
I stumbled into a windfall.
Yeah.
I got Trent Richardson on the Indianapolis Colts on a team that can move the ball.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Not Trent Richardson on the Cleveland
Browns. The stinky poo-poo orange helmets.
It's on the Indianapolis Colts, a team that you cannot stack.
I was about to write off the Colts, Steven.
Yeah.
I was about to move them into my column of this is a team I don't take seriously until they show me something.
Right.
Well, they showed me something midweek.
Here's the thing. For Cleveland this early in the season to say our season's over, we're going to rebuild right now in the middle of the season.
God.
We're gonna send Trent Richardson away.
Did they want to come to L.A.?
I don't know.
Are they afraid that Jacksonville is playing so badly that they're going to lose out the competition for worst team in the NFL?
My problem with this move for the Browns means only one thing to me.
Okay.
That the Cleveland Browns organization says to its fans, we know you all are suckers, and you're all going to come to the dog pound and play and watch us play football no matter what we put on the field.
I cry BS. I don't think that those people that post those YouTube videos of them long-suffering Browns fans cursing out the owner saying, oh, but I'll see you next week, I don't think that their threshold is limitless.
It is, because I tell you what, next week, they're going to be there.
I don't want
them
to.
And I think the owners know that, and I think the front office knows that, and they're not, you know what? And they look at their team right now, and they finally were like, you know what? Maybe that Steven Miranda, that idiot over there who just rants and raves on NFL rants and raves, maybe is right. Maybe we don't have that good of a football team. You know what? Let's get Trent Richardson over to where possibly he can have a future. We'll get a number one draft pick. Next year, we'll be stockpiling draft picks. We'll get everybody back.
Okay.
And this year will be over. And you know what I'm doing? I am putting them officially today. Week 3 is getting ready to start tomorrow, and I am putting them on 0-16 watch. 0-16!
Now, if they were to play the Jags this weekend.
Ooh.
Just wondering. Okay, while you ponder that for a moment,
I'm gonna
drop a plug here for one of my favorite artists. Mm-hmm. The guy is not a superstar by any stretch of the imagination, but he's consistent. And the guy is John Ondrasik, better known as Five for Fighting. He's an L.A. guy. He was on The Tonight Show last night. He dropped a new album on Tuesday, new music Tuesday, new Five for Fighting album on it. I listened to it on my run the other day. I will quickly get to the point. There's a track on there called I Don't Want Your Love. And it's one of the most depressing songs. It's clearly a couple going through a divorce kind of situation.
Yeah.
And it says, we were meant to be forever and forever. Everyone said that God ordained our relationship, but I don't want your love. I don't want your love. Even though I know you still love me and I still may love you, I don't want your love. And it's so dark. And then here's the kicker. Cleveland Browns, you listening?
Yeah.
Until you love you too. It gets really dark.
Okay.
Holy crap. I mean, that's the right at the end of the song. Boom. You're like, where is this song going? And what is – this is ugly.
Yeah.
Well, you're finding that the problem is with the guy. The problem is with the organization.
Yeah.
The organization isn't acting like an organization that respects itself. And as a fan, you should be screaming, I don't want your love. Until you love you, I will not love you.
But unfortunately, that's not what we see from Cleveland Browns fans.
It's time to man up, Browns fans. Okay?
You know, speaking of which, I'll throw the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones in that same boat. Until Jerry Jones really fires himself as GM and brings in a GM, Cowboys are destined to be the same 8-8, 9-7 team that they've been the last several years. But you know what, Jeffrey?
At least
you know why Jerry Jones doesn't fire himself and bring in another general manager? Fans are going to keep coming to the party. It's the freaking Dallas Cowboys.
Well, now, again, there they have a stadium that is kind of worth going to. Okay? You got to give the fans that.
It is a pretty
And for
pretty
$35
impressive.
Bucks, you can go in and see a game.
Now, $29 bucks.
You have to park 17 miles away.
Yes.
Because otherwise you will pay $90 to park.
Yeah, we're actually paying $70 bucks to park.
Jeez.
Our tickets for the both of us.
Not you and I.
No.
Steven didn't ask me to come. But I'm okay with that.
Matt and I. Less than what we're going to pay to park.
But so to Browns fans, I say, go look up that song, Five for Friday, new album called Bookmark.
Don't love yourself. Love yourself until you love me. Well,
It again? I don't want your love.
I don't want your love. Yeah, I don't want your love, Cleveland. I don't want it.
You start with loving yourself, and then the other person can get it.
Trent Richardson is now an Indianapolis Colts. Happy, happy, joy, joy for the Indianapolis Colts.
And
I know Soapy
owners.
Cheese. Soapy Cheese is like, oh, my God. She was the first one to tweet us. Like, did you hear the news?
I hadn't heard the news. I found out right before Nacho got involved with this thread. I found out literally seconds before that. And
so when I said,
I must have been listening to NFL
Radio.
What
are the Cleveland Browns doing?
I actually knew.
You knew
because
what I was
talking just heard it on NFL Radio on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
And my head was spinning around.
I was
sort
of kind of hoping that the picture that I posted on Facebook and Twitter.
I'm not on Facebook.
You should
constantly.
Not that right now. What? You should have it open on your phone.
It's open on my phone, but I don't get an alert or something because you post something.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should.
You should say when NFL Rants Rays post something.
Maybe with
Bing me.
Okay, maybe I will.
There you go.
Because it's done that with people I don't want it to do it for, so I know it can do it. In fact, those people I've unfriended.
All right, final, real quickly. Pierre Garçon, wide receiver of the Washington Redskins, RG3, quarterback extraordinaire. They're having a gentleman's disagreement. Can you explain that to me, Jeff?
Well, a gentleman's agreement is where you agree to more or less disagree on something.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And a gentleman's disagreement would be where you agree that we disagree, and we're going to keep disagreeing on this. We're not even going to be the gentlemanly edge could come off.
Pierre Garçon, the wide receiver, told WTEAM yesterday, Jeff. He said, Robert obviously can't – Robert, meaning RG3 – Robert obviously can't run as fast as he did last year because of his knee brace and his knee. But it's the same it's the same offense, to be honest with you. And in response to that today, RG3 heard what Pierre Garçon said, and he said, I love Pierre. If he wants to race, I'm more than willing to do that.
You know what my daughter said?
What?
She said, Pierre means boy. I told her about it. Of course, that's what you get from a 16-year-old daughter.
Pierre means
she's
boy. Taking she's French, isn't she?
3 years of French, there and she go. Can tell me that.
Yeah.
In English.
Yes.
Thanks.
So
appreciate
then
it.
His name
Garçon.
Is?
Garçon. Garçon means boy.
Boy, waiter?
I think I said Pierre.
I thought Garçon was a waiter.
Garçon. Well, and as I corrected her
in
her French 3 and my French 0, Garçon is today more traditionally used colloquially as waiter.
Yes.
Or a servant.
Uh-huh.
So, but if you think, boy, come here, waiter, come here, it's the same thing.
Okay.
So I actually had to correct my French 3 daughter.
Pierre Waiter.
Peter Waiter is what Rich Eisen used to call him.
Peter Waiter?
Yeah, Peter Waiter.
Why don't we call him Peter Boy?
I don't know, but it's Pierre. Okay. Is Pierre French for Peter? I don't know that.
Je ne sais pas. That means I don't know.
I do know that.
There you go. All right, moving on to 16 games of love.
16 candles.
Where did 16 candles come in? All right, seriously, Jeff.
Seriously.
I know that, you know, we've been kind of going long lately. And it's mostly been your fault.
It has been. And I will cop to that.
But I think that today,
yeah,
we should Yeah, it's too late to break them out, but we should have broken them out. That's all right. We'll just go right down the list. You've got the list? You've got the order?
Yes, sir.
You're going to stick to it?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to stick to it. We'll start
Thursday Night Football. Mañana.
On NFL Network.
I'm sorry.
The Kansas City Chiefs travel to Philadelphia to face the Eagles.
Your daughter's in my house today after school.
Yes.
And I needed my laptop from her so I could make my picks. And she said, oh, my gosh, I have to make my picks. I said, honey, you have 24 hours to make your picks.
Yes.
I have to make mine now. Because your dad and I are recording in just a couple hours. I have to make my picks now.
Yes.
And then before I could even get my laptop over, she's got her phone out, and she's like, she says, Uncle Jeff, Kansas City or Philadelphia? She's on her picks like this.
She is.
She's obsessive, your daughter.
She is.
And I said, honey, I said, this is a really difficult game for me.
Yeah.
Kansas City is playing much better than most people thought. And now we're going to add to this. And Philadelphia has not looked as lights out as everyone thought. Mm-hmm. They've looked very normal. Pretty good.
You know, you're only beating my daughter by 4 games. And I'm only beating her by 3.
I'm like, I'm better than you.
By 3.
Okay.
And so you're better than her by 1. I'm only better than her by 1.
So I said, this is a toughie, because what you have in Kansas City is you have their former coach who knows them intimately coming into town. But I said, historically, the home team on Thursday Night Football has an overwhelming advantage. You're looking at me so sternly. He has got the devil's eye that says, Ellis, the second you make a misstep, I'm going to pounce on
Pouncing.
It. And that's going to be the challenge game.
Pounce.
And you're going to go down in flames.
Yeah,
I will be up.
I won't even look at the rest
of them.
I
will hold serve. And it will be back to you, sucker.
Yes. I figure that as long as I hold serve, I will get you in the end. Because that's when I start to really hone in.
Oh, you rock in the playoffs. Yes. I hate that. It pisses me off. Regular season, I'm better.
I'm going to hold on.
All right. So in this one, Steven, I had no choice but to basically roll with the Philadelphia Eagles. Although, why do I say Kansas City here in my picks? I'm now looking at my picks. And I flipped on this many times. I just can't. Okay, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I cannot envision the emotion of an Andy Reid return to Philadelphia and his players not wanting to leave everything on the field for him, his new Kansas City players. And
I was this close to agreeing
with
that reason.
Yeah, that's a damn fine. And they're a good team. Okay, and they don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia is due to start turning the ball over a lot because they haven't as much, but they sure as hell did last year.
Yeah, but it's a different team.
It's a different team. I agree.
Different
coach.
Well,
but not different players.
Not different players. Different coach.
So I think we're going to have regression toward the mean in Philadelphia, and I think Kansas City's going to win the turnover battle, and I think they're going to upset Philadelphia, and I don't even know what the line is, Steven, because
I've
got it right here. Philadelphia -3 is the consensus line. Yeah. And that tells
you
it should
be
a close
rule. Don't bet on the Eagles anymore because they cost me my parlay cards last week.
But
so
you had them on the same one yet. Oh, you're
so,
one team on the same card.
So I'm not taking them ever again. But I'm taking them to win. I'm just not putting them on my card.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of games you don't want on your card
this
weekend.
If this were in Kansas City, I have no problem taking
them. No problem with the Chiefs. Well, especially on the short week.
Yeah. In Philly, having to go on the road, and that's the other thing. Typically, these home games are won. Are these games are won by the home team?
Overwhelming,
because you know they're there. They're comfortable.
Yeah,
the other team has.
It's
to come
a short
on the
week.
Granted, it's not that far of a trip, but still, they got
to Missouri
make
to
it.
Philadelphia. Ain't it's no small hop. It's 1,000 miles.
So I believe strongly that the Eagles will win. I'm expecting a huge game from Mike Vick and LeSean McCoy.
And now I'm starting to wonder about the not my pick, but I'm starting to wonder about this over-under. And it is the most anticipated scoring battle of the weekend with 51 points being expected to be scored there.
I think that's
optimistic.
I think that's high.
I think it's optimistic as well, Steven.
Yeah, I think that's high.
Because simply Kansas City, what they're best at is keeping the ball, maintaining drives, and not necessarily putting up a boatload of points.
No.
Philadelphia is capable of putting up a boatload of points if you give them the ball frequently.
Right.
And Kansas City doesn't give the ball frequently. So it's going to be it's going to be one hell of a game. Great way to start the week. And Andy Reid's return, very stoked about that. And I don't know, you know, he had the nicest things to say about. And Mike Vick came out this week and said how much he appreciated Coach Reed, how much he owes him his life,
Are
I think was his
start
quote.
Singing Kumbaya and stuff.
No, they're going to do something more hip-hop.
Okay.
Because you know how Andy goes.
Yeah, more hip-hop. Yeah, Andy is a hip-hop guy. I've got the Eagles.
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with Kansas City.
All right.
And maybe I've got some false swag from going 14-2 last week.
False swag.
Maybe.
Here we go. Sunday. We'll start in Paul Brown Stadium where the Cincinnati Bengals host Aaron Rodgers and his hotness in the Green Bay Packers.
And his hotness?
Yes, his hotness.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I'd like to congratulate Miss America, who is once again from the state of New York.
No, she's from New Jersey.
New York.
Okay, now look, but I'm just...
It's New York. It's the second back-to-back year for New York.
America. And she's Indian of descent, which
Indian
is
descent,
awesome. My mom
which,
called me.
You know,
oh, first of all, there's pictures of last year's winner,
yeah,
and you know, yeah, Mallory awesome. Hagan.
But
Mallory Hagan, I still love you. I'm gonna just. You are always my Miss America.
Really,
you are always my all Miss right. America.
Yeah, new Miss America got a lot of grief.
She got a lot. Well, not a lot, you know. Steven. She reinforced what you and I have known. My mom called, very upset mm-hmm. about this. Why this young lady's taking
why
all this.
Why are people doing this to her?
Yeah, I said, Mom, because there's mean people.
Yes.
A study came out today. I'll keep this really brief. Study came out today that showed that America has more firearms than other countries.
Yes.
And we also have more firearm-related incidents.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. This is my point. If there's no point. If you have guns, people are going to get shot.
Yes.
If you have more than anybody else, they're more likely to get shot.
Yes.
There's no study that needed to be done.
Maybe.
So I said to my mom, I said, look, Miss America is Indian. We're a country of immigrants.
Miss America is American. She was born in America.
Yeah. It's like, so her ancestors were Indian. So what?
Yeah. That's my problem. With all of these people who are being stupid.
Racist.
Yes.
Let's just call it what it is. There. I will.
She was born in America.
Where was your family from?
That makes her American.
The only people who have no right to say anything about heritage is Native Americans.
Because they were originally here.
No, they were originally in China, Stephen. And we were all one giant continent before it broke off into pieces.
Okay,
so
if you want to go there.
That's what I'm saying. Technically, no one lived here at one point.
Right, okay.
Okay, but the first people to settle here that we know of were what we call Indians.
Yes.
With ooh, and the Redskins, and that's all bad and evil. Right. We get in the Kansas City Chiefs. But, no, this woman is of Indian descent. My family is such a mixed bag that I don't even know what we are. And who the hell cares?
Yeah.
What does it matter?
I don't know. Stop it. The only reason I went there with the hotness was because a couple years ago in Indianapolis, we had Miss America then.
We've had Miss America regularly.
And Miss America, that Miss America was the one who said, Aaron Rodgers, call me.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
That? She was awesome.
That was
but anyways,
awesome.
There we go. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers. And, man, the Packers look good.
Okay,
even in their loss to San Francisco, they look good. The Green Bay Packers might be 1-1. They might as well be 2-0. Cincinnati, even though they got a big win against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night, they got the short week. And although they're hosting this game, I like Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Miss New York, I had to verify. That was the whole point, was Miss New York. And they apparently repeated.
Yes.
Apparently there's hot girls in New York.
The first time.
Can we generalize that there's hot girls in New York? I'm not sure if there's a state where there's not hot girls, to be honest. But New York's apparently in the beauty pageant world, ruling the school these days.
Yes.
And
I would think that Miss California should win, like, every year.
Yeah, because you wish they all could be California girls.
Absolutely.
Sing, sing,
sing. Apparently, we just need to teach them to interview better.
Yeah. Well, I don't – with the rose –
because the looks, all they got that. It's just interview better.
See, I would think that the San Gabriel Valley would have an overwhelming advantage having our girls already go through that with the Rose Queen.
Right. Yes.
And that whole thing with Pasadena having a beauty queen every year, and it's a huge competitive thing,
yes,
that would give you a step. Now, I so happen to have had a significant relationship with Miss Antelope Valley. And she had gone through a lot of these gyrations. Right. That's a wrong word in this case.
Yeah, don't say
A lot of work to become a beauty queen.
That was the other thing she did.
She did a belly dance.
Did the Bollywood belly gyrations.
Yeah.
And they were all, oh, my God.
That's her talent.
Whatever. People are dumb.
I had a white friend flip a coin on his belly with his ripped muscles.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Packers.
Okay, so there you
Packers.
Go. You want to say why you're taking him or just Packers?
James Starks is excellent.
Yeah.
And Eddie Lacy, he better get on the field quick. He's going to be Wally Pipped.
They're saying week five, week six. So.
Well, he may not have a job come back to because I think Starks is terrific.
Let's ease the brakes on Starks.
Look.
He had one of those games, and they made him a starter last year, and then he couldn't deliver. So.
I understand. And now he's learned his lesson, and they brought in a real-deal rookie.
Yeah.
To take his job, not to just challenge him.
Yeah.
And he's learned his lesson, I think.
Right.
Now it's his challenge to stay healthy and to continue to let Green Bay do what it needs to do, which is just make people wonder what you're going to do on offense instead of knowing you're going to throw the ball. Cincinnati, no disrespect at all, because
nope.
I think there's a damn good Bengals team this year, and I hope you do really well. But
right.
I've got to stay with the pack.
AT&T Stadium, the St. Louis Rams coming to Dallas to face the Cowboys.
This one is a no-brainer in the no-brainer department. I even think that Vegas line reflects that, where I'm looking over here, Dallas Cowboys.
They're favored by 4.5.
That's not as much as you'd think. I got 4, actually. It's down to 4 at the Mirage in Las Vegas Hilton. Caesars has 3.5. So
that's what it opened at 3.5. It's gone up. So money is coming in on the Rams, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know what they know. I'm the first one to support the Rams and to make sure people respect them.
Yes.
But sorry, friends. Tony Romo is going to be chased, but that's what he does. Okay.
Yeah, I think
Dallas is only getting healthier.
Yeah, I think Romo was still hurt last week.
Well,
there were a lot of times. There were far too many times where his passes went for 0 or 1 yards.
Well, what have you been reading this week, or do I need to text my son?
You need to text your son.
Because you've been too busy.
Yeah.
He would know. But
he literally threw probably more times under 3 yards than I've ever seen Romo throw ever in his life.
Now you're making me wonder. Dallas can handle this.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
The fact of the matter is.
They will be fine.
They will be fine.
All right. The San Diego Chargers travel to Tennessee to face the Titans.
San Diego, question Chargers.
San Diego.
It's back.
Chargers. San Diego. Chargers.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Super Chargers.
San Diego. Chargers.
Yeah, baby. They're back.
They've gone for 4 days? It wasn't very long that they were gone.
No,
you
this
banned
is the
them.
First time we
you banned them.
It's the first time we played this.
You said you would not. You said 1 week ago, I will not say their name again.
Look, Jeff, they took the Houston Texans to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Should have won that game.
Take it to the limit.
And last week, in a game that nobody gave them a shot going across the country, they took it to the Eagles. They actually came out with a W.
Yeah.
In a game where usually the Chargers don't come out with a W.
Makes you question the Eagles, don't it?
A little bit.
A little bit.
So I like the San Diego Chargers to go on the road and get this win. Phillip Rivers is playing like I expected him to play last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting a little bit more protection. He's actually found some connection with Eddie Royal. And as a matter of fact, I'm starting to call him Eddie Royale. And I like the San Diego Chargers this week.
They lost,
call me crazy.
Crazy. They lost Malcolm Floyd, which means the pressure.
Well, they didn't lose him. They know where he is.
That's my joke.
That's why I said it.
Because my joke makes me laugh. When I want to make you laugh, I tell you your jokes.
Anyway.
It is ironic.
Did find him, and he's questionable for this game. But it's not like he's going to
be
out. I don't think he's out yet.
Well, that's going to be important because if Eddie Royale is going to continue to be sexy Royale,
yeah.
He's going to have to be on the pitch.
He did it.
I just said that. Wow.
Yeah, you did. Jeff, he did it.
I've seen a lot
he
of
He did a lot of it, Jeff.
Days.
I know. NBC Sports Network.
I love it.
He did it a lot when Floyd was out of the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know he did.
Eddie Royale.
But again, there's when you have a chance to game plan is when it's going to come to be a difference. Mid-game adjustments are very difficult to make.
It doesn't matter. It's where they. It's where Eddie Royale is playing that slot, that Wes Welker type role, and Philip Rivers is on target with him. Oh my God, I'm so glad that I picked him up after week one.
Yeah, no, I have Philip as my backup just about everywhere, and
unfortunately, I didn't play him.
Well, but, he's playing for me instead of a lot of my starters now, because including like Tom Brady, because it's like I need to see this team start to score some points.
Who's Brady going
to
throw the ball?
Yeah, exactly. Julian Edelman. And
that's about it.
Oh, that
play
guy.
Julian Edelman wherever you got him, but
Gronk,
that's about it.
Gronk is 50-50 for coming back this week, but we'll get there.
Week.
I don't think he does either because they got a bye coming up.
So, Steven, I've got
Tennessee, and it's an upset. It's not an upset, actually, according to the wager line, but most people are picking the Chargers. I'm taking Tennessee simply because I think that they're a very misunderstood team. San Diego, it would be so out of character for them of recent to win
3 points and the Chargers. I'm all over that.
To win back to back, I'm not
dollars?
Giving you 3 points.
Dollars?
I'm making a pick.
Where's my dollars?
The ones with all the green pen writing all over them that'll never be accepted, aside from a bad soda machine.
Wait, I think one of these is yours. I think that one is yours.
A lot of them are mine, dude. I stacked them all up. There's a whole stack up here.
Oh, here.
Pretty sure all those are mine.
All right, here. Take these.
Yeah.
These are mine.
Pretty sure these are mine.
I got a dollar.
You got more than that.
I got the Chargers winning straight up.
And I'll take that bet.
Straight up.
Even though Vegas, you know, says that I should be giving you
three points. Yeah.
I appreciate the consideration. I understand that you don't want that. And I won't give that since you don't want it. Because I don't want your love, Steven. I don't want your love. Until
Chargers
you love you too, okay?
Win. There you go.
Tennessee is better than a lot of people realize. And they're
I don't disagree with that.
How out of character is it for San Diego to win back-to-back road games?
Not out of character. When they're playing
against decent opponents.
Right now
they're playing great.
They're humming.
I think
offensively they're one of the better teams
Steven,
in the league.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
If they take Tennessee, they could just take off like a jet plane.
You better start believing about you. You better start going like this.
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego.
I agree with that fact, and it's going to hinge on this game. If they come out of this game with a W, I am all over the Chargers.
I might put everything on this game. I might even make it the challenge game.
And I
might put all of it.
I wish you wouldn't just simply because I'm going to be rooting my heart out for the Chargers because I want them to be relevant. I think the world is a better place for me when the Chargers are a decent team and a team that you can count on to be fun.
All right, so there's two games already out of four that we disagree on.
And you're keeping track of this somehow, right?
I am.
All right, good.
The Cleveland Browns travel to Minnesota to face the Minnesota Vikings. The Browns will be without Brandon Whedon, without Trent Richardson, without – oh, they get Gordon back, the wide receiver.
Flash!
Josh Gordon has now finished his two-game suspension.
You know, and for those of us that had him stashed away on our bench in fantasy football, it's time to let him go. Because he ain't got no one to throw him the ball. Ain't no got a running game to keep people from doubling him.
Cut him loose.
We're going to be playing cover two all day. Oh, damn.
Yeah, please.
So, yeah, I've got the Vikings in a landslide, which, in fact, they're one of my eliminator teams, Steven.
We should say that Willis McGahee has been picked up by the Cleveland Browns.
Sorry. So, like you said, Willis McGahee's been picked up
by
the Browns.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, they decided, you know, let's kick the tires on McGahee. He's still got some. Yeah,
there's a lot of guys out there that are looking for jobs.
He's got tread on his
and
tires.
Here's the thing. If Brandon Jacobs could go get a starting gig with the New York Jets.
Giants,
thank you. And there's a lot of guys that are washed up that are sitting around hoping to catch on with a club.
Yeah, well, Willis McGahee was washing dishes.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know if he was washing dishes.
Well, he was because his wife made him. Let's just be clear. He wasn't in a restaurant washing dishes.
We both got the Vikings.
Absolutely. And I don't see any reason. I like the Vikings by a lot. So much so that I've got them in my eliminator.
Wow, I like that the Vikings have come out and said we got to get Peterson the ball more, and we're going to get Cordarrelle Patterson on the field more because he's looked great when he's returned kicks and punts. Let's get him out there on offense.
Six to six and a half points, depending on where you look for the line.
This is a lot.
There's a ton of touchdowns. There's a ton of games that are just really dicey picks.
Give me the Vikings and a touchdown.
Noted. And next game up, Steven.
All right. Then we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
wearing their
traveling
normal
uniforms to Foxborough to play the New England Patriots.
And this could be the best chance that the Bucs have of beating the Patriots.
Ever.
And they're still not going to.
Although Vegas has the Patriots favored by 7. It opened at 9.
Yeah. So, until people start looking at their games and going, wait.
Yeah, let's see. Maybe 9's a little much.
Yeah, they're not scoring a whole lot of points these days.
They haven't won by more than 3 points all year.
And this Bucs team is more cohesive because, you know, the Darrelle Revis had a nice sit-down with Greg Schiano.
Although Schiano came out today and said, you know, it wasn't really necessary.
No, because they were on the same page the whole time. The page is the book of death and Satan's special spells, and they're on the same page. So we got that going for us, which is nice.
I just think that, you know, so your player comes out and you know, reaches out to you. You guys have a talk, and then you tell the media it wasn't necessary.
Yeah. Thanks, coach.
Yeah, way to go.
Appreciate you having my back. Oh, wait, you didn't. You just stabbed it, didn't you?
Again.
And you didn't mean to, but you did. And there inherently lies the problem.
When you don't
even realize you're doing it, that's the biggest problem.
I will take a very bad, ugly-looking, nobody-catching-the-football New England Patriots to beat these Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sure, me too. Julian Edelman's going to have 12 catches. And, you know, I do not start my tight end on the bench, Rob Gronkowski, yet. Please let him get fully healed because he's got a hell of a job ahead of him.
I don't know. If I hear beforehand that he's playing, I'm starting him.
Oh, no. If I hear that he's playing, I'm going to be very active. My bench is very active this week.
Is it active?
I have a very active bench. But, look.
I have a lot of Eagles, so I need to make sure that my rosters are all set.
Shady's going to take you all the way. Dang, that kid's putting up numbers.
Yeah, I did you submit your roster to NFL UK?
I did, and I was very proud of it. Okay. I think, you know, you and I only separated by a few points last week.
Yeah, but seeing as I was dead last after week one, I made a huge jump.
Massive comeback, but remember, I didn't have a quarterback week one. I saw that
you had a quarterback. Yeah, I don't know what you're looking at.
I looked at the pictures, and it said – your selection, and there wasn't a picture.
I went to your week one, and I saw it. I thought to myself, I didn't tell you, but I thought to myself, what the heck is Jeff talking about?
Oh, well, like anyone ever knows.
There you go. So is it safe to say that we both have the New England Patriots?
I love my team in fantasy football for simple fantasy football on Sky.
Yeah.
I think this is the week that the gloves come off and I start to move up the rankings there and start to put some of those boys in their place since we're going to be seeing them shortly.
I moved up the rankings.
I'm talking about the Brits.
The fifth.
I'm talking about the residents of the
UK. I am going to the Sky Sports pundits, which includes us, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I've heard.
And I'm going to click on Jeff Ellis, which you're below me. This should be
by how many points?
I don't know, like 5. But seeing as I got like no points week one. Okay, week one. You had Tony Romo, C.J. Spiller, Trent Richardson, Andre Johnson, Miles Austin, Jordan Cameron, Texans defense, David Akers, and your wild card was Drew Brees.
Does it tell you how many points I got that week?
Yes, it does.
Where are you looking at? Because I got to see this.
Week one, you scored 102, which I only scored 79. So you were killing me after week one.
SkySports.com. No.
It's NFL UK. UK.
I know. I'm so desperate to get to that page, Steve, because I don't know where it is.
Okay.
UK.com. And I hate that they make you have the most secure password in the world, which is really irritating to me. They know my most secretest password. Really hacks me off.
Why did you give them that one?
Well, like I'm going to make one and make you log in every time. I have to remember it.
One.
I have to remember
Tell
it.
Tell your browser to keep it in its memory.
It doesn't.
It does. Does mine.
Mine doesn't. Well, now you made me lose my place in my login. Now you made me re-lose my place in my login because I laughed.
Oh, gosh.
That's such a lot. This
is it was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing.
That's what the people are going to be talking about this show. You wanted it to be the best one, and people are going to be saying
it was bad. It had nothing. No fire, no energy, no nothing.
I disagree. There's a lot of fire and energy. It's just not good. Okay, and in all fairness,
that's what you get for making me do these shows at 8 o'clock at night.
It's a full moon. Now you can't see my team this week, can you? It should be hidden from you.
I can't see it yet, but once the game starts, I'll be able to see them.
Here's how crazy this team is.
Yes,
I have $3-4 million players this week.
$3-4 million. That means everyone else is $1 million.
No, you have one other million to play with.
Okay, so $4-4 million. $3-4 million, $1-2 million,
and all the rest,
all the rest are $1 million.
But this team is going to kick some. Okay, so I'm here, and I'm on my fantasy page. But how do I go see how things have gone in the
past? Up in the middle, it says week click week two.
Oh,
that was your roster last week. And up here, it's going to tell you that's how many points you scored that
week. Weekly points. I only scored 83 last week. There was the 102.
There's your team.
Hey, that's cool.
There you go.
Well, see? It's not like it's a UI that's ever been seen by any other human, okay? When you go inventing UIs, just think, is this really the way I should go? If no one's ever seen anything like this?
Seeing how poorly I started week one, that I'm in sixth place, I'm pretty happy. So, there you go. And I'm climbing. I'm right behind you, Mr.
Reynolds.
Given
that I wouldn't start any of these guys right now from week one,
yeah,
that tells you how much things have changed.
Yeah, they've changed a lot.
Changed a lot. Okay,
I'll tell you
where we at.
We are right now looking at my week three team that has only one 4 million guy, 1, 2, 3, 4 3 million guys, and then the rest million.
So tell me who your $4 million player is, because I'm sure I have him.
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson, absolutely got him.
Is my only $4 million player.
I got Almo. I went ahead and paid for this week because I think he's going to have a monster week. Because Washington so desperately needs to win. And the Lions are not that good at stopping the run.
They're actually pretty good. I think they're...
Don't make me question myself.
12th or 13th, I thought.
I think Almo's going to have a great week.
Okay.
And then Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to have a monster. Monster.
Yeah,
week.
I think...
And I think, again, going back to your column that I look forward to reading, it's about value.
Yeah.
It's like, I think those three guys could possibly get me to 100 points. So it's like the rest of these, and I like my other starters a lot, and I think they're good value. They can get me 10, 10, 10, 10, and boom, I'm at 120, 130.
I would like Rodgers if he was at home. I'm not sure about going.
Do they count our wild cards in with those points?
Yes.
So did I get to have Matt Stafford just for free?
If you get him for free.
I did. I
decided to go with Megatron.
Yeah, it's a tough pick.
Yeah.
It's a tough pick. I don't see any other choice,
frankly,
in there.
No.
And that's the only thing that's weird is that everyone's going to pick the same guys, basically. There's only one or two.
Not really. I've been surprised that the wild cards people have been taking.
I've been surprised that the intelligence of some of the people we're playing against. We're not doing better. All right, thanks for that break.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to New Orleans to face the New Orleans Saints. Mercedes-Benz Superdome, 1 p.m. on Fox.
It'll be super.
It will be super.
In the Dome.
And look. Las Vegas likes the New Orleans Saints. It opened at 9. It's now at 7.
Yeah, it's funny. I was going to say 9. Really? I have this more at 7.5.
It's at 7 now. It opened
yeah,
at 9.
Yeah, but I would go 7.5. I think that's fair. Look, New Orleans is still a work in progress, if you ask me.
Yeah, but at home, they're
at home, they're bulletproof.
Last week in the monsoon in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was pretty weird.
The advantage for Arizona is they get to play indoors again. Which they prefer to play indoors,
sure. And
they practice indoors and things. So it's going to be a nice – but the noise
Fitzgerald being iffy and
– Dude, when
they
were working his quad, that was concerning.
Did you see – oh, no.
Yes, it was a rolling pin practically.
No, it wasn't I saw Fitzgerald's, but there was another player. I forget who it was, and he went to make a – it was college football. Trish and I
were
watching
college football.
There's the problem right there. And a guy from Texas A&M, and he came to make this tackle on the quarterback, Jeff. And he tweaked. He got a cramp, and his calf muscle.
I hate those.
Looked like it was sticking out.
Oh God!
Out.
You could see the
cramp.
Oh
yes.
God!
It was. Trisha was like, "Oh my God, is that a bone?" And I'm like, "No, I think he just has cramps."
My calves are defined, but I guarantee you would not see a cramp.
They literally
rubbed it out.
Rubbed it out.
Oh God!
It looked.
I'm not queasy, and that makes me queasy.
It looked. It was brutally painful.
Can I get my shoulders loose? Okay. I like New Orleans comfortably. So do you.
Yep. We'll move on to FedEx Field, where the Detroit Lions take on the Washington Redskins. And RG3, is it his brace? Is it his knee? Is it his knee brace? What is it?
Is it his wide receiver? We don't know. We don't know. All I can say is Don Banks of Sports Illustrated had an interesting take today on the whole. He's siding with Shanahan keeping RG3 out there in favor of the backup quarterback there. Who's the backup that's capable?
Kirk Cousins,
right. And he basically, he says he was totally on the side of everyone in the world, Tony Dungy and everybody, saying that RG3 needs to get out of there and get healthy. He's the future of this franchise. And Don Banks takes a contrarian position. I encourage people to go out to SI.com and look up the new Monday Morning Quarterback section of Sports Illustrated, and you'll see Don Banks' column there. It's a good read. It's worth reading. It's a thoughtful piece that he wrote.
I'm going to give you a nickel's worth of free advice right now regarding fantasy football.
Please.
Joik Bell.
Oh, hell yeah. Great pick.
The Washington Redskins.
Do you think he might be one of my $1 million guys?
The Washington Redskins are giving up 201 yards per game. Rushing.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Reggie Bush is not 100% healthy.
He's probably not even going to play in this game.
I don't think he should.
Joik Bell. Just remember the name.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be
You'll see him up top the leaderboard with rushers next week for fantasy scoring with about probably 14 points.
I'd say even more than that.
Well, I'm trying to be conservative on my estimations.
20.
Okay. Steve,
if he doesn't
give
me more than 20, I'm going to hit him. Wow. I will walk
he's
to Detroit.
He's a pretty low value.
Walk to Detroit.
He's a pretty safe play as far as especially in what he costs in fantasy land with salary caps.
Yeah.
So that all being said, I am going out on a limb here and believing that the Lions are going to somehow step on it and the Redskins will pull their heads out somehow and win at home and get off the schneid and get in the W column.
Oh, this all might be the challenge game.
I told you, you might have – it's going to – one thing or the other. We're not splitting on these, Steven.
This is Trish's special upset special.
Yeah, we're Washington's favorite by, what, two?
Two.
I pulled that number out of my butt because you only have a couple choices.
It opened at three. It's gone down to two. It's down to one at some places.
This is essentially a pick'em.
Yeah.
It's essentially a pick'em. And I just think the Skins – look,
the Lions.
I think Shanny is too good a coach to really go 0-3. And then I think you were fully hitting the Bruce Allen, Dan Snyder panic button at that point.
0-3 is death.
It's going to hit the fan in a big way there.
The problem is that Detroit is coming off of a game where they should have won.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of those this season.
And they're going to be like, this one is not
so angry that they're going to hit somebody hard.
Yeah. And they may knock RG3 out of the game, I'm sorry to say. Ugh. I don't want to see it. And I hope it's not suit, because he'll get sued.
He'll get double sued.
Yes. But I got the Lions. I think the Lions will take
not
care of business.
Not a foolish pick.
The
majority
thing about
of
the
people.
Washington Redskins is everybody's is questioning, and, you know, everyone's thinking about RG3. No one is questioning how bad this Redskins defense is. They were not bad like this last year.
No, trust me. I'm starting Matt Stafford, as I pointed out, as my little flex pick,
because right, yes.
He's going to light this up. In fact, Steven, I can't take the Redskins. It's going to be a dumpster fire there. I'm going to go with the 55.2% of ESPN pigskin pick'em.
So you're sticking with
I'm
Detroit.
Flipping. All I'm right, flipping.
Flip-flopper. Got a little scared there with
Steve,
Washington.
when you just underscored how bad that defense has been, forget the fact that they can't score on offense,
right.
Which is problematic
generally.
Because
the defense is just letting everybody roll.
Yeah, you can't have both. You can't have the defense is lame, the offense is lame. Our special teams kick butt. Okay, well,
yeah,
good. For
okay.
Bully for you.
Bully for you.
All right.
The New York Giants travel to Bank of America Stadium in Carolina to face the Carolina Panthers.
One of the most difficult not games.
I flip-flopped a lot in this game.
I wanted to flip-flop.
As a matter of fact, when we're done here, I have to go back to all of the
to possibly re-flip-flop.
And fix them.
Fix your pick?
Yes.
I got the Giants.
I got the Giants, too, but
yeah.
I had Carolina
trust me.
All week, like it's a long time ago.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When you live with these things like we do,
yeah.
Like it for an Android, that's a lifetime. And it for Steven and I, our picks are things that we take very seriously. When I was said to your daughter, just to be clear for the people, say he only started a few hours ago. No, when I said to Elena was, I have to go back and do my picks, that meant revisit them for like the seventh
right.
time.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Because basically, I've got to make my picks bulletproof is what that meant.
I see.
And by the way, I could have been here 4 minutes sooner tonight,
but
I was still working on my picks. I was making them.
Idiot.
So? I was making them bulletproof. And okay. The fact is, right. What I'm hearing is not good about Carolina. What I'm hearing about Cam Newton right now is about as bad as it could possibly be.
Cam Newton.
He is that guy, and things are not going well. And when you're a superstar, or so you think, and things don't go well, you pout. And you're not happy about it. And he's in the powder.
Well, you know what? And I don't know if I think I said this in the last show. Carolina has done nothing to surround him with anything, any sign of weapons.
And when you're a diva, that tends to hurt your feelings.
It does.
Probably if you're a normal guy, it hurts your feelings. But certainly if you're a diva.
I mean, get me someone I can throw the ball to. Give me someone who can run.
And frankly, I don't know if Ron Rivera has any say over player personnel.
Yeah.
But if he does, he needs to be fired immediately.
I need Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you here today? She's not here.
And I've got, she's, I heard
like
feet,
I almost heard
feet on the ground.
What was that?
Hi.
Can I get a refill in this, please? Because your uncle works me so hard.
I ration my drink. You know, so it was full when I got here at work.
Oh, how do you do
ration
that?
Ration it. You ration. You just take a sip.
Oh, look at this. Just
you just take a sip.
Thank you very much.
Just
I
take
really
a sip. Don't chug a lug it. Don't down on one. It's not beer. It's liquid.
It's water and it's cold.
It's hydration. It's keeping the,
so
the
we're
pipes
saying
loop.
We both have the Giants here.
Yeah, we do. And we're saying that if Ron Rivera has any player personnel, he should be fired immediately.
I might change this.
Fine. Noted. And I don't begrudge you that, Stephen, because this is a really difficult game to pick. This Giants team is not good, but they're due to rebound. I think David Wilson's back. He's carrying the football 20 times.
I suspect the Giants don't go 0-3.
No. They're far too good a team for that. This is so not an 0-3 team, okay? Carolina is an 0-3 team. They could be an 0-7 team. I don't know.
That's true.
They're not good.
All right.
Moving on.
The Houston Texans in the final morning. No, yeah, it is the final morning game.
Finally.
Travel to Baltimore to face the Ravens.
The Super Bowl champion.
And unfortunately, no Ed Reed. He doesn't get to play his old team again.
Yeah, they got enough going on there to have to deal with that. Do we have a Ray Rice update on his health?
Ray Rice update will come to you in a moment.
Okay, I'm going to say that I'm taking Houston out of the gate on this. I very much was in Baltimore's camp until I just frankly could not see a way that they win this game. I've gone back over their last couple games, and it's a disaster.
The weird thing is that
I don't trust Houston to win on the road this consistently at all.
I know. But the Baltimore Ravens struggled week one against the Broncos. And I'm not going to,
begrudges them that.
Broncos,
yes.
Right? But the struggle last week against the Cleveland Browns, a team that the Dolphins easily put up 23 or 20 or 26,
Dolphins
whatever it
was. Dolphins may be damn good.
They might be. But still, the Ravens struggled offensively, especially once Ray Rice went out. To give you information, Ray Rice was not practicing today.
Today's Wednesday, though, so that's okay for
and
him. It's worth keeping your eye on. If he does not practice on Friday, don't even bother because – they shouldn't be having
Harbaugh saying that he's probably going to be a game-time decision.
The dreaded game-time decision. Houston, I don't trust them to win this many like they're winning on the road. They're not that kind of club that is successful on the road consistently. That's my experience with them. But for the defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens to be at home and to be dogs at home.
Fear the home dog.
By 2.5 points.
Fear the home dog.
Fear the Super Bowl champion home dog.
Trisha special upset special.
No, this is plus. This isn't a minus. This is a plus.
Oh, they're dogs.
Yeah, they're true dogs. Trisha special upset special. The home team's favored by 3
I'll
or less. I'm taking Houston, too, and I'm going to take the points. I'm going to give the points and say, here you go. Here's a field goal, and I'll still probably beat you.
I'll beat you with a field goal.
Yeah, that's for the Super Bowl champs at home. It's crazy.
I'd like for you to go and find my prediction show assessment of the Ravens and say that the Ravens aren't going to make the playoffs.
You said they lost too many key pieces.
Now
we factor in injury and luck.
That's the offense was this year. The offense was supposed to help carry their defense.
I was so
until the defense gelled, and it's not the offense isn't there.
Steven has his arm stretched out like he just lost his best toy. It's just not there. It's missing.
It is.
It's gone.
So there you go. I'm taking
it. Where did it go? I don't know.
No. They need to find it in a hurry.
You had it a minute ago. But I don't know.
What the Houston Texans cannot afford, though, is the fall down in this game.
Oh, no.
If they are find themselves down
10,
14 points, I don't know.
But they made that heroic comeback against the Atlanta Falcons. Who are they playing when they San Diego Chargers, where they were down by 4 scores?
Yeah, but that was different. That was San Diego.
That was crazy. But you start playing their song again. You started playing their song.
I did.
But they were just getting another new coach and everything. That was a long time ago.
Philip Rivers.
Last change, man.
Philip Rivers threw that interception to Brian Cushing. That won't happen again. Flacco won't throw pick sixes, will he? Flacco a pick six kind of guy? Because even when he does throw a pick six guy, Danny Trevathan drops the ball at the 1 yard line. So he's not really a pick six kind of a guy. I'm not going to let that Trevathan go at all.
That's going to go down in the Ravies for dumbest play of the year, Booby the Year award.
Book it.
Oh, did you see the baseball version of the butt fumble?
No, there was a baseball version.
They were turning a 6-4-3 double play.
Yes.
Runner from first to second literally slides into the buttocks of the second baseman as he's getting the ball. He didn't drop the ball, but he slid face first into his butt, and it was pretty funny.
Okay.
And so it is like they called
it.
But
was he still out?
Yeah, but it was a tricky play. He had his back to the guy.
Okay.
But it visually looked very funny.
Visually,
anytime a guy bites another guy's butt in a play, it's funny.
It is.
It's pure comedy.
So we both have Houston. Let's get to the afternoon games. The Atlanta Falcons. I forgot that. The Atlanta Falcons go to Miami, Sun Life Stadium, to face the new logo, the new team, the new Dolphins.
The 2-0.
Miami Dolphins.
I vacillated on this many times.
Yes.
And I eventually settled with the Falcons. But I'm not happy about it. I checked the weather and everything because there is a chance of thunderstorms, which made my pick even that much scarier.
I am no longer going to be afraid. I'm taking the Dolphins.
Good for you.
The fear is gone. The fear is gone. And when the Dolphins are a point favorite against Atlanta at home, take the Dolphins. And I'm taking them.
Wow.
I'm taking them.
You're saying basically that Joe Philbin is the secret sauce.
I'm not saying that it's taken him a while to be the secret sauce.
Well, I both believe the coaches should get more than 1 year. Not quite Ron Rivera tenure, but you should get a reasonable amount of time to fix something that's severely broke.
You should. It's not so much.
Coach Philbin's third year.
I like Philbin. I think what I like is I like that this defense is playing pretty good.
And Tannehill's growing nicely.
Offense is doing stuff. Look. Lamar Miller, opened up a little bit last week.
Yep.
If he continues that well, they're getting the ball to the Diva man.
Jackson's out. Steven, should I just go with
Steven Jackson
instincts here?
I don't know, but I'm not. I denied taking Miami. I denied myself taking Miami last week, and it kicked me in the butt, and I'm not going to let it again. I'm taking the Dolphins. No more kicking myself in the butt.
You know, some of what influences me is with the ESPN site that 77% of people and I
77% of people are dumb. We just talked about that earlier.
We know that. You know, there's all the people that tweeted Miss America that she should go back to her country. She's in her country. Okay. It's just you're dumb, okay? I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
What?
I'm on the Dolphins.
You've
got plenty of choices.
I put you yellow already.
You've got plenty of choices to beat me.
I've got two.
We're not done yet, and I've got more upsets coming. Don't fear.
All right.
Speaking of upsets.
I will change it.
Look,
I'm just saying, if I start marking my sheet that you pick something, it's going to stay until you change it.
Which I appreciate.
All right, the Buffalo Bills. This is here comes my hardest pick of the week. The Buffalo Bills
damn good
travel
reason.
To New York.
Rookie fest.
To face the New York Jets. The rookie QB versus rookie QB.
The New York Bills versus the New York Jets.
The New York Bills.
They're in New York.
They are in New York.
Upstate.
Buffalo versus the Jets. Geno versus EJ. Manuel versus Smith.
I'm going Manuel.
I'm going Manuel, too.
Yeah.
I don't like what I've seen from the Jets at all.
No, no. They got a win, and they should be grateful. They should be grateful.
I'm glad I picked them to win that one, too.
You got that one?
Yeah.
Which one was that? All this crap. How do you remember things? Stunned. I don't even know whom they played.
I don't know who they played week one, but I know I took them.
Oh, okay.
It was a challenge game.
Okay, but you don't remember
who it was a challenge game. Challenge game was I took Miami over Cleveland. That's when you were really loving on the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns, man. Woo! They're gonna go into a fire sale. They're gonna go into full fire sale mode week three.
Explain to people what a fire sale is.
A fire sale literally means, my understanding, is that there has been a terrible fire, and we're selling whatever it is that's worth buying.
Yes.
You come in, you make an offer on that lamp that is mostly intact, and we'll sell it to you. It's a salvage operation.
Mostly intact.
Well, the cord works.
Tampa Bay. They beat Tampa Bay week one. You took Tampa Bay. I took the Jets.
I would stand by that, yeah. You know, then. Today, I would say, where's it being played? And that's all that matters because
these
teams
suck.
Fire sale
is kind of like a we're going out of business. Everything must go.
But it's more of a natural disaster happen. Going out of business, you know, in advance.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, it might be a natural disaster. I don't know.
That's what a fire sale is. And so that's why, to me, the Jets are. I mean, we were talking about the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, they're going to
fire. Out of nowhere, it's fire sale time? Our quarterback goes down. You know what? Screw it. Push the panic button, and let's just get the hell
warning,
out of here.
Warning, warning, warning.
A sale of goods remaining after the destruction
there
of commercial premises by fire.
There you go.
Fire sale.
We do not have time for this kind of silly.
We don't. So let's
thank
move
you, Mr.
on.
President. We're moving
who,
on.
Who do
moving
we take?
On.
We got the Bills?
I got the Bills.
Bills?
Bills. Bills.
But –
Bills.
But I only had Bills winning two games all year.
Bills.
If they win this
something's
one,
have to change.
Are they going to win?
You didn't know that E.J. Manuel was going to be the quarterback. You didn't know what was going to happen there. And you heard a cogent evaluation from Greg.
I did.
And it made a lot of sense to you.
A little bit. I still don't think they win more than four games. But I'm going to take them to win this one because I don't like
go.
The Jets. I'm done with the Jets. I was all on board with the Jets a few years ago. Rex
yeah.
Ryan.
I was sexy praising. Rexy was awesome.
And
but
he looks good.
He looks.
As a matter of fact, I got a message into him. I want to find out what he did. You know, to
do we know that he didn't have surgery?
We don't know that for a fact.
Because he's lost over 125 pounds.
I'm not going to say, yo, man, did you have surgery? I'm not going to tell him that.
You could say, I'm a brother who is sharing a journey
yes.
of transforming my body
yes,
dramatically.
Uh-huh.
So I would like advice and counsel.
I want you to help me.
What did you do? See, I.
And if he says I spent $250,000 on surgery, then I'd be like, thanks, because I can't.
Could you loan a brother $250,000?
That's exactly.
Because, by the way, I wouldn't use it on the surgery, just to be clear.
Yeah, no.
But I sure could use the cash. Right.
All right. We both have the Bills. The Indianapolis Colts travel to San Francisco. The Colts will be bringing their new toy.
The reinforced Colts.
A new toy. Boom. There you go. They bring in Trent Richardson. I don't know if he plays in this game. You think he plays in this game?
Oh, my God, he plays in this game.
Really?
Hell yes.
So what?
Hell
right now,
yes.
He's cramming in the playbook
yeah.
right now?
The playbook for Trent Richardson is run the damn ball. Son, find the hole and hit the hole.
Okay,
we're going to be doing a zone blocking scheme to the right. Go.
Right.
Zone blocking to the left. Go.
Yeah, unfortunately, you picked the wrong game to come in as an Indianapolis Colts.
Which is why I think that Ursay was happy to get it done now, because in his delusional mind, it gives him a chance against the 49ers that just got a smarting ass kicking
yes.
by the hands of
yes.
the Seattle Seahawks.
Just
and I'm sorry. I
so
worry
anyways,
about
real quickly, sure. Right now when you said smarting, it reminded me that someone from the UK called me a geezer. And apparently a geezer doesn't No, it doesn't mean what it means in the States here.
In the States, it means old.
Yes.
What does it mean there?
But in the UK, it's more of a cunning, shy, shrewd, slick
guy.
Yeah, yeah.
A Shylock kind of thing?
No, not a Shylock. What? Let me see. What.
Which, that's racist, I know, so shut up. But it doesn't have to be. Okay? 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 Okay?
You're so funny. It's in the UK.
Geezer? How could it not mean anything but old? It's auto. It's onomatopoetic.
No.
It is what it sounds like. It's a, you're a geezer. You're freaking old.
No, it's God, where
the comments, the positive comments I get about the stash while you're looking it up are consistently. You know, I was. It was. I was about to do. I had, for those who, assuming we can get our box here working by tomorrow. Now we will have our live show tomorrow on Sky Sports News Radio tomorrow.
Will we?
And absolutely, because worst case scenario, we'll do a pre-record and send it to them. Worst case scenario, and but here's the deal. So I was with Mark Chesworth, and he wanted to. He ended up video chatting with me, the producer up there, the director, and he sees the mustache. Oh, nice mustache, and he's like. It makes you look more mature.
Eccentric and shrewd old man.
But still old.
No, I added old.
Just so man. Eccentric and shrewd.
Man. Eccentrically. In the United States, it's just
Geezer old.
Is elderly man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eccentric and what else?
Shrewd.
What did those things have in common? I don't think they have anything in common.
No, but you put them together and you
get a geezer.
And a geezer, I guess. I don't know.
I would like to think of myself as a geezer then.
I was, because at first I was like, dude, I'm not that old.
You are eccentric.
But I guess I could
I don't
be.
Know. You're shrewd at football and at fantasy football.
Well, I think that's what they're talking about.
Okay, well, then you're a geezer football. With regards to football, but I don't know that you're shrewd with the ways of
I
the
am
world
shrewd.
Or something.
I can be shrewd.
You got street, but I don't know that that's what that's talking about.
Jeff, don't ever say anybody's got street because you can't do it. You can't pull it off.
I'm not insinuating that I do. Not even hinting at it. Not even asking for it.
Okay, so I got a San Francisco 49ers.
Niners
bully,
butt kicking.
Bully for the Indianapolis Colts and their Trent Richardson signing. However, they're not going on the road and beating a team that is angry right now. Hey, will you put your dollar right here?
As long as you know why I'm putting it there.
Yes, you're sure. –
Yeah, no, I remember.
I got
it's a
the
thing.
Chargers winning.
That's a thing.
Yes, right here.
It's a thing.
Dollars in play right here.
Working, work, busy bee.
Let's go. We're up against
the Jacksonville Jaguars travel to Seattle
for
to face
some
the
reason.
Seattle Seahawks.
So I was talking to the PR director of the Jaguars today.
And they want to.
They've stayed out in California to enjoy the weather and to not have to make the coast-to-coast trip. When they had San Francisco, and now they're going up to – or they had Oakland.
Oakland.
Then they're going up to Seattle. So they've stayed here in California, and they're having a nice week together.
Smart of them. Smart
yeah,
of them.
I think it is. It's not going to help.
No, not at all.
But just enjoy your trip to California. And 99.33%.
I don't advise anybody giving the 19.5 points that the Seattle Seahawks are giving up in this game. This game will nigh be on any of my cards.
Now, how many points do you say?
19.5.
Say it again.
Oh.
19.5 points.
19.5. That's so many. I can think of one New England Patriots game, maybe against the Browns where they're favored by 21, and we just implored people not to take that.
Right. They wound up covering, by the way.
And they must end up covering
right.
if you're going to make it such an outrageous line. But Steven and I don't recommend it, okay? Any more than we recommend drinking and driving. We say don't.
Don't do it.
It's not stupid like drinking and driving. It just doesn't make sense.
It's got some question marks.
Question mark, and it can bite you in the butt. So that's an easy one.
We both have Seattle.
And if you still have Seattle in Eliminator, it might be a good play.
That's where I'm going.
All right.
With one of my two.
Now we go to Sunday Night Football.
Sunday.
And they've got a dandy. I appreciated that they are saving the Sunday night fixture to be a beauty. The Bears at the Steelers.
The Bears.
Ditka.
I did it just for you.
You did it. Trestman. Like it. And the Steelers are in a world of trouble. The only thing that seems to be working is the last thing I thought that would be working is Troy Polamalu.
Yes.
That's the only thing that seems to be working on
do
this team.
The Pittsburgh Steelers fall to 0-3.
Yeah. On Sunday Night Football.
Because here, now listen.
Here's part of my ex. Okay.
Mike Tomlin, up until losing on Monday night to the Cincinnati Bengals, had never been two games below 500 his entire career.
And it happened.
And it happened.
I love Mike Tomlin.
Now you're trying to tell me he's going to go 0-3?
I love his whole coaching staff. I love their owner, Ambassador Rooney. He and I are like bros.
Okay.
We've shook hands at least three or four times.
Four. I'm going
to
say four.
Yeah. I'm always conservative on my guess. I don't like to brag and be braggadocious. Yeah. But probably four times we've shook hands and spoken.
Okay.
Whew. Whew. Whew.
Get him on the phone.
He wouldn't take my call. He doesn't know who I am. But we're bros.
Okay.
I probably our most significant exchange was after the Steelers lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And which is why I don't expect him to remember that one. He was probably reeling a little bit. And I said to him, "Sir, you had a season to be proud of." And I shook his hand. Yeah. And he said, "Thank you." I think that's what really solidified our relationship.
Yeah. The thank you.
Yeah. Well, he looked me right in the eye. His eyes aren't really very open because he's not that fast.
Okay.
Doesn't matter how slow I am. He ain't that fast.
Yeah, okay.
He's old.
Yeah.
He's a geezer, okay?
Yes.
In every sense of the word, British or American. He's old, shrewd, and cunning, and eccentric.
Eccentric, yes.
He's the ambassador to Ireland.
I've never been eccentric in my life.
Full crap.
Elizabeth, am I eccentric?
She's plugged in.
Yeah.
All right, the Bears.
You're taking the Bears?
Here's the Bears have a tendency to be streaky.
Yes.
And frequently not to their benefit.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to start the season on fire, and then it could go south, and they're on the streaky part.
And there goes streaky.
And Pittsburgh bad.
I've got Chicago as well.
Okay.
I don't want to take Chicago in this game because I think it's a trap game. Hmm. The Bears have come back to win both of their games. It's not like they were winning, and it's like, woo, they won the game. I mean, they took care of business. They came back to win
both
of their games.
But in the past, when Chicago's driving to come from behind is when bad Jay Cutler comes out, and he throws some inexplicable pick. And now what you have in this game is the Pittsburgh Steelers being dogs at home by 2.5 points. You can get 3 at the Mirage right now.
Wow.
Actually, here's how convoluted it is. This is going to turn into a pick-up, Steven. So the opening line was -3 Pittsburgh. You can still get that at the Mirage. Everybody else is +2.5.
What's the Mirage holding up? Why are they holding?
They think they know something, clearly.
Right.
And if you want, if you like Pittsburgh,
right,
then go anywhere else in town.
Yeah, don't go to the Mirage.
If you like Chicago in this game, run.
Go
to the Mirage and get points.
Yes.
You'll get 3 points and the team you think will win. Steven and I always recommend that wager.
Yes, yes.
Always recommend that wager. Now for Monday Night Football, baby. The Oakland Raiders.
Denver. I'm out. I'm Steven Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis. Look, it's going to be an ass kicking. The line is 14 right now.
This is my second survivor pick.
And it's a very safe place, son.
The Denver Broncos are favored by 14.5.
It's interesting that the Mirage has some crazy things. They have a lot of over-unders off the board right now. They seem to be undecided about some things. They seem to people want to go elsewhere with their money.
I mean, Denver's good. But
I haven't
man,
been to the Mirage in a while. Have they turned into Circus?
No.
They're still nice?
Mirage is nice.
Well, I'm just asking because I haven't been there in a long time. I tend to stay south end.
I got a brochure today to visit the Harrah's in Laughlin. For $10, they will fly me out there.
Fly to Laughlin?
They will pick me up from the airport.
There's an airport in Laughlin?
And drive me to their casino and put me up in their hotel room in a suite for
just
$10.
Transfer it to me.
For $10.
Transfer it to me and I'll do it tomorrow.
And I was like, there's got to be a catch. I called the dude. I'm like, what's the catch? I got to sit in.
You registered in New Orleans.
But I registered in New Orleans. That's what it was.
That's what. And we played a lot that week.
We did. And
so if I had registered, I would. Dang it.
$10. Unfortunately, it's not
transferable. Of course not.
So I'm trying to convince Trisha. I'm like, we can go to Vegas for $10.
No, you're not going to Vegas. You're going to Laughlin.
I mean, the Laughlin.
Which is better because this time of year the weather's perfect.
Perfect.
And you could go on a boat in the afternoon.
Ooh, a boat ride.
Yes. Go jet ski.
Nice. I like it.
All right.
We both have the Denver Broncos.
Durr. Good luck to them, Oakland Raiders, because you're going to need it.
That good luck, Indianapolis Colts, with your new toy.
By the way, in news that we did not have time for, left tackle for the Denver Broncos placed on IR, out for the season. I adjusted my total earlier today, and I adjusted my – because in the ESPN pick'em, the tiebreaker, you got to give the score.
Right.
I've got my final score now, 21 Raiders, 28 Denver. I don't see them covering the spread. And I see
what?
A lower scoring affair. The left tackle, dude, for Peyton Manning is important. And they signed somebody off the streets today, a veteran. I can't come up with his name off the top of my head right now. But sorry that your news sources did not get you that information.
Clady. Ryan Clady is who's out with a foot injury.
Which is a huge injury. I mean, he's a key part of that thing.
Clady got placed on IR. Let me see if it tells me who they picked up. Fifth-year journeyman Chris Clark is who they signed.
No, I thought they were just bumping Clark over.
No, Clark comes over.
That's and right. They signed somebody that's pretty
Cullen
decent.
Jenkins.
Yeah, Cullen Jenkins.
No, Cullen Jenkins is not it.
Winston Justice. Yes, Winston Justice is who they signed.
Justice?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not going to play him at left tackle.
Cullen Jenkins is the guy who hurt Clady. That's
Clady's out for the season. Justice was signed to be a tackle.
And Chris Clark is going.
And
to
Clark's
going to
move
place.
Over to left
yeah, and,
tackle.
And takes place.
But I think the changes to the offensive line for Peyton Manning is never a good thing.
I don't think that does anything against the Oakland Raiders. You know what? I don't have to give a precise score. I just have to give the total. You know what the total was I put for this?
50.
52.
There you go. Why don't you have to put a
42-10?
Because you don't play the ESPN game.
42-10.
You know, a lot of our listeners play the ESPN game.
42-10.
You know, I'm ranked in the top 3,000.
If you're going to put a number in there, 42-10. That's your score.
42-10.
Yes.
42-10.
42.
Oh, 42
to 10. Yes.
Oh, okay. We got problems there. Steven, how are we going to finish strong?
We're going to finish strong by saying no, never.
This is the best show ever, clearly.
We should sing an ode to RG3.
We don't know yet.
No.
We've got to see this week.
You're not ready to sing odes to them?
No. I want Robert to do well. I wish the Redskins
0-3
well.
Is death. You know that, right?
Yeah. And
0-3 means 4%. 4%.
You go from 12 to 4.
Yes.
Those odds don't mean anything to me at that point. You're effed. I mean, once you go 0-2, that's it.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah. So, game over, man. Yeah. Game over.
So that's our show for tonight. We
that
hope
is.
You enjoyed it. We will have our regular Monday show where we do our review.
After Monday Night
and
Football.
And then after that, we're not sure.
Because
we're
we'll
be traveling.
You know what? We should do a live show from the airport. Yeah, that
would be
happen.
Interesting.
It would be, but we
people around us would hate us.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Tell them to shut
we're
up.
We're about to jump on the plane. The door's closing.
Shut up.
No, we're not shutting up. You must turn off. We can't. We're in the middle of a show. We can't turn
I'm
off the
recording.
Headset.
I'm recording. Hello.
Oh, gosh. That would
y'all
be
have a very, very nice weekend. Enjoy
we'll
the football.
We'll see you people in London.
We'll see
we
you on
very...
the radio live tomorrow. We'll see you on television in the UK on Friday. And we'll see the rest of you hopefully at our little fun and games party. Send an email to Steven at RARN.net.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're out. We forgot the challenge game. I'm taking the Chargers. You got Tennessee. That's the challenge.